Hello, everyone. Welcome to Financeology 101. Class is now in session. The information provided during this podcast is just that, information. You will need to do further research to address your specific situation. Enjoy the session. Welcome, everyone, to another session of Gifted Generations Presents Financeology 101.
All right.
I am one of your hosts, Robin Seegers, and the other host is...
Elroy Seegers.
And tonight's session, we're going to talk about the credit card rewards program. There's a lot of credit card companies out there that's offering rewards programs. So we just want to talk about it, see if it's beneficial, see what all the perks is about, all of that good stuff. So, I know we have one. Mm-hmm. And so can you speak on the perks and some of the things you've experienced?
So, man, I want to let her know where I got all this hidden cash now. So I don't know if I want to tell her. Plug your ears up, girl. So you remember the other day, you said, hey, you came to me, you said, hey, I sent you a link because I wanted this from Amazon, right? Mm-hmm. And then I said, okay, no problem. And I went and got it, it was here within 2 days, right? Mm-hmm. I ain't paid a thing for it. It's because we have a card that we use that when we use it, we get points that can be used for things on Amazon.
Okay.
So anytime if I use the card, I get dollars back. And those dollars can be in the sense of, I know Amazon's the one we normally use because you can buy anything from Amazon. Mm-hmm. So I think you can use it for other places too. But because Amazon is so diverse, you know, I use it all the time for things you need, mm-hmm. and things we may need and stuff. So I don't think I purchase anything outside of business, you know, from, you know, using the card with our own, you know, with our own cash outside of business we do because of the money back system. Mm-hmm. If I always use that card and I'm always getting things free or a small fee.
Right, right.
So, you know, we got like maybe over $200 on it now that, wow. that we can use it for. Another one we use is American Express, you know, the hotel thing. Mm-hmm. So every time you use it, you get points go towards a hotel stay. You know, okay. So like, you know, if you go to like get gas, you go buy groceries. So every dollar amount adds up to points. So when you look at your card, you say, okay, let's say you have 5,000 points. And then let's say 6 months, you've spent like $30,000. Well, you're going to have 30,000 points on top of what you've already used. So we have a pretty good amount of points now that we use for several stays. And it helps because now I can go online and say, use points to book a hotel. Or I can say, you know, which we can do. Or I can pay cash, or I can do cash and points, depending on, you know, how much you want to pay for it, if you want to pay for it. Or you can say, you know, stay somewhere that's, you know, that's reasonable price. Because one of the things I looked at was Hawaii. You know, I'm like, oh, we can stay at Hawaii for 10 days. You know, the hotel is scot-free because we got enough points to cover 10 days, 9-10 days. Depends on how many points per hotel. You know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The higher the hotel points, mm-hmm. the less you'll be able to stay. And okay. you have to pay for a little, okay. little bit of it. So you're based on how many points per location you're looking at. So let's say 50,000 points, you got 500,000 points, that's 10 nights, mm-hmm. right? Or you can say, well, I want to say something a little more ritzier. They might charge you 80,000 points or 100,000 points. That's only 5 nights. Mm-hmm. So it depends on what you want to do, right?
I mean, it's basically the same concept mm-hmm. as a store. If mm-hmm. I want to go to this the thrift store or if I want to go to a high price mm-hmm. store, mm-hmm. It all depends on how... The value comes in what place you spend it at,
yeah.
basically.
Yeah.
And also, you get, it says you can get cash back, you can get mm-hmm. points, you can get miles.
Mm-hmm. Miles.
Travel miles.
Right.
So there's, there's so many reward programs
yeah.
out there.
I just tell people, you know, the warning is don't get caught up in the mm-hmm. trap game when you're always using this card, but you're not paying it off right. because that can be something that can be very bad for you long term. So yes, you can get rewards for it, but the opposite of rewards is the non-reward, which means you got to right. pay that that fee, and you end up going into more debt trouble. So you got to be very disciplined as far as how you use these cards.
Right.
You know, some people just like, oh, I can get points, and next you know, you got a $20,000 balance. You know, right. You got a lot of points, but how are you going to use it? Because now you got to be, you know, you got to be able to pay for that bill.
Right.
So I just say use it wisely. What one of the cards that I love to use is like I use it as a go between, because as you know, people steal cards and stuff like that, right? So I use a credit card, and the minute I use a credit card, it comes on the app. Mm-hmm. I can go on the app and I can say pay now. I can pay it right then and there. Mm-hmm. It'll pay for the bill just as though I just left the store like 30 seconds ago. Mm-hmm. So instead of me swiping my card, I'm using the credit card.
Instead of swiping
my debit card, I swipe my credit card. Mm-hmm. I get to the card, look in the card, it's like, it goes ping, and it goes pay now. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting points for paying now, and I'm also being a little bit more safer because it's a credit card, ain't my debit card.
Right.
So to me, it's like I'm protecting myself, but I'm also growing my own points and cash system.
Right. Because that was one of the cons. If you're tempted to spend more to get those rewards, so you have to be mindful of that, and you have to be disciplined enough to pay your bill. Monthly, meaning not just the minimum payment, pay it all.
Right.
So if you have $1,000 on it for the month of May, come June 1st, you need to pay that all off.
Right.
That's the only way you will benefit from this program, because if you are the type that only pay the minimum,
it's going to be bad for you.
It's coming. It's going to build up. And those rewards program, those reward points and cash back and miles is not going to help you pay that bill off.
Right.
So
right.
That's the only thing you have to be careful about. Is making sure you're disciplined enough to pay off the credit card.
Yep, exactly right. That's the trap game.
Yeah, it definitely is a trap.
I look at it this way. If you don't pay it off, you're paying somebody else to get rich off of money that you didn't budget properly.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying the credit card can be a go-between as long as you use it wisely and pay things off as you go. Or, you know, like I do, pay it as soon as I get to the car type stuff. So if you don't, you're actually giving somebody else, you're making somebody else rich.
Right.
So why not pay yourself, make yourself rich, but also pay your bills on time too.
Right.
So
right.
It's like, it's a win-win if you apply it and do it right. It is a very dangerous game if you do not do this properly. I mean, you think about, you know, people's like, you know, and you go, the one of the ones you probably talk about is paying off on using the 0% interest card to transfer balance, right? Mm-hmm. But what happens now? Now you got a card, you got a big bill on. You transfer into another card. So now you got two cards. Mm-hmm. So what typically I have seen happen, you transfer it. Oh, got a little payment. But now you got a card that got zero balance.
Mm-hmm. And you go charge.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So now you're like, oh, it's only $20. Oh, it's only $30. Oh, it's only $40. It's only $50. You're looking at the minimum payment, but your balance is getting higher and higher. Stop looking at the payments. Look at the balance due. That's your goal. Otherwise, just give me the money. You know, because you're paying somebody else's mortgage, you're paying somebody else's boat payment, you're paying somebody else's shoes, trips, travel. You're making somebody else rich. Why not make yourself better and financially more rewarding to yourself? Don't reward the people who own the card, reward yourself.
Right. And I was just reading that they say if you have an excellent credit score, you get better rewards program cards.
Right.
So if you have excellent credit, those rewards are better because they know you will pay your card off. So you show a history of paying your card off. So so it's a good thing to have a good credit score for that.
Yeah.
Many reward programs have minimum redemption amounts. So that means that there's a limit of what you can redeem. So you have to watch that. So when you're looking at these reward programs, make sure you're looking at everything. If there's interest fees, if your points and miles are devalued for whatever reason, some cards have an earning cap, meaning you can't go past this limit. So I don't care how much you swipe in that card, you can only get so much. So be aware of that.
Yep.
Some of them have annual fees, so you got to look at that.
There's a website you can actually use. It's called Compare, C-O-M-P-R-E, credit, one word, .com/credit-cards. It actually gives you a comparison of like 10 of the top 10 cards.
Okay.
Because there's different categories for different things.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't mean to cut you off, so go ahead and finish. Then I'll lead into this.
Oh, part. And the last con, it says some of your rewards can expire.
Yep.
So you have to know that there's an expiration date on when, like you got to use 1,000 points by a certain time.
Yep.
So these are the things that you need to, you can benefit from it, but you have to do your homework. Don't just pick one and say they give rewards. Check it all, the fees, the minimum amount, do they expire? Check all of that.
So one of the ones, you know, we were talking about the ones we use, even though it's on Amazon, but also it has where you can say you have X amount of points, how you want to use them. So it's like you can use it here or you can use it on our website to buy all these things, you know, watches, jewelry, dishes. So I'm like, oh, I got multiple things I can use this for.
Right.
You know,
because there's one, I'm not sure which one we have that every Christmas. We get so many gift. We can cash all those points,
and
we get a huge gift. I mean, so many gift cards and restaurant cards.
Yeah, that's
and,
one. That's
I
it.
Mean, and we be just it's just free money, basically.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not free. You pay for it.
But. Well, no, I think it is free money because I'm buying some shoes. I'm paying the shoes off.
Right.
But I'm getting money back for buying a pair of shoes.
So I mean, We do this every Christmas. We take all those points and then we just get a whole bunch of gift cards.
Yep. So the website I was using was comparecredit.com. And there's different categories. Like the one I'm looking at right now says, and I don't want to really give all the names out. So you can kind of look and do your own investigation. But it gives you different credit cards for the best things that you're looking for.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. You may say, I'm looking for, like this for instance, it says best card for low interest and long intro APR, right? And that basically means it says the powerful card comes with 0% intro APR for 21 billing cycles for any balance transfer made in the first 60 days, as well as 0% interest APR for 21 billing cycles for purchases. So it's like, okay, does that fit what I want to do? Great. Mm-hmm. If not, I have another one. Best for long intro APR on balance transfers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then another one says best for easiest cash back bonus. Mm-hmm. Someone saying, so you really got to do your investigation. This one says earning cash back is easy with this card, thanks to the unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase. Mm-hmm. Think about that. It's every day and 5% cash back on hotels and rental cars booked through this card. So think about that, you know.
Right.
Did they even give you an upfront bonus of $250 cash bonus after you spend $1,000? So what are you spending $1,000? You get $250 back, you're spending $750. You're going to spend $1,000 on something, hotels, cars, food. Mm-hmm. So you might as well say, this is a good card that benefits me. They got another one that says best for flat rate cash rewards. This card has everything you could want in a cash back card. Enjoy the highest flat rate cash back we've seen with unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases. There are no caps. It's just unlimited. Best for low interest and fewest fees. There you go. Because a lot of other ones didn't mention fees. Mm-hmm. They just mentioned the perk, which means there are probably fees. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're not going to tell you what's hidden. They're going to tell you what you can see.
Right.
So you can be like, oh, I can get that. What, $100 per year? Because some of those cards can be pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Another one says intro, APR, and bonus points. You know? That's another good one. It says top intro for APR offers. So there's different ones out there. And they're not all the same card. They're different cards from different companies. You know, easy to use travel rewards. If you travel a lot, you might want to use this card because you want to use your points towards traveling. So there's so many things out there. Best for 3 times the points on and no annual fee. So you really got to say which one fits you. I can guarantee you not one is going to do everything.
Right.
But I don't want you to get 5 different cards either.
Right.
That's trouble. Find the one that works for you every day or for this that situation, like for travel, then you might want to get that card and use it accordingly, but don't misuse it. I'm just saying, please be careful.
Because that's one of the articles I've read. It says Reward credit cards are mostly good deals as long as you use them responsibly by not spending more than you can afford to pay each month.
Yep.
It is important to pay your bills in full every month because any money saved in rewards can be negated easily by paying interest.
Yep, you can.
So this is not for the faint of heart. Nope. This got to be somebody that's well disciplined in their finances and know what they're doing.
Yep.
To play this game because it's a game. So if you're not, if there's something that you're not used to doing, paying your bills in full, do not do this.
He says a game not. Like Robin Sigurd's, come on down. Mm-hmm. You're the next contestant on which credit card do you want?
Yeah. So it's like, be careful.
Yeah.
Because we send all this wonderful stuff we can get, but there's always a trick.
Danger's around the corner.
Always a trick.
Danger's around the corner.
And the trick is you have to pay that bill.
Yep. Danger's around the corner.
In full every month.
Yep. You know, and
that interest kick in.
Oh yeah, and it's getting higher because of the interest rates are getting higher. So now it's taking longer to pay off cars if you're just making the minimum payment.
Yeah.
So you gotta be aware of that too. We get tricked and fooled quite often by making the minimum payment.
Yeah.
We get tricked and fooled a lot of times by saying I can make an example, a car payment, $350, and the car payment is gonna be 70 months. You know what I'm saying? So don't be fooled by the monthly payments. Live beyond that. Look at the amount that is total due.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't look at, I can afford $20 a month for the next 15 years. No big deal. And you look at, it was Austin, remember? Austin, he was looking at his car payment.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, but they have been making a car payment. Like, yeah, but you know, the interest on the car, it was low. And he only had a car for like 2 years. It was 2 years. So let's say the car was $21,000. You know, the interest, he looked at the bill, he still owed $20,500. He's like, wait a minute now. I was like, son, I told you about how the thing worked. But you don't think about it until you're up against it and see it, you know, because your first few years, I mean, the interest, it's not going, you know, like a house payment. Your first few years, all that money, first 20 years is going towards what? There you go. Yeah. People get tricked about, you know, the house payment, but you give away millions of dollars over 30 years. That's why a lot of people try to pay their house payment early to avoid that fee. That's money putting back in your pocket. You can avoid that cost.
The bank will get their money.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why they take the interest off.
Yeah.
And so you're making a $100 payment and only $9 is going towards the interest.
But think about it.
I mean, the principal.
Think about it. When you say, can I pay this off early? Like, sure, you can. You can pay it off early. With a smile, like, no, he ain't paying it off early. He's just asking that question. He ain't going to pay it off. And the bank is saying, we want you to take as long as you can to pay off this bill because we make more money on you. That question is always asked, but it's very seldom utilized in actually applying the paying off thing.
Right.
Because they don't want to give you, let's say, $1,000, and you pay back $1,000. They're like, we make no money on this person.
Right.
You're not, your score is high, but you're not a good risk for them because they're not making money off of you.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you. Think about this right here. If you was a bank person, and you get somebody with an 800 score, and you know your interest rate gonna be, let's say, 5%. So you only make a few dollars. Then you got Joe Nobody, the same amount of loan, but the interest rate is a lot higher. Who do you think the bank is happy to see?
The higher interest.
There you go. They're gonna be nice to me because I got good credit, but they're gonna love Mr. High Interest Rate. Gonna keep them coming back. Hey, we got what you did for you today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to offer you all kinds of stuff to keep you in that that feel-good state.
Mm-hmm.
They do that. Think about it. They're going to make the most money off the worst interest rate, the worst FICO score. Mm-hmm. Me and you, they're like, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be nice to us, but they really don't see us coming. Oh, they're those people. They know how to handle their business. But, you know, that's a smile and say, how you doing, Mrs. Siggers? Oh, there goes Joe Nobody. Oh, there goes my buddy. Think about it. Am I right?
Right.
It's a high risk, but it's a great reward.
For them.
Yes, buddy.
Yes.
It's a risk for them because they may not pay for it, but they get more money back very quickly.
And they are willing to take that risk, the bank is.
Yes.
And they've gotten in trouble for it.
They got
in trouble for taking that, pushing that stuff on people that can't afford it.
Yeah, they have.
And then they find that the bank itself is in trouble.
They have. You're right.
So it's the same thing with the banks. They need to be careful and as our finances.
Amen to that. Amen to that, sis. So
what we'll do is make sure we add that website to the podcast website.
Sure.
So that people can click on the link and go out there and look and start comparing. And if this fits you, this sounds like something you want to do, use it. But just know that you have to pay your bill, credit card bill, in full every month.
And look, another thing we should also be saying, if you can't make other bills meet, you should not be getting another credit card. Right. Let's just say that very clear.
Right.
I don't say, well, they say you can get a credit card. Mm-hmm. If you like in the negative already, this credit card ain't gonna help you out. Do not get this credit card. No. Stay away.
Right.
Pay your bills, manage your money. This is for those who are very disciplined. This is for those who like understand how to handle their money. It ain't for the faint of heart, like my wife said. Mm-hmm. It ain't for those who are just trying to get ahead and trying to get a shortcut. There's no quick rich scheme. There's no shortcut to doing things. You got to work hard, manage your money well, get a plan, work the plan. So this is not for you if you're just trying to say, well, I got 50 bucks left, let me get another card. No, use that 50 bucks wisely to pay off other bills. Do not use a card to make your life as you think is better. It's going to get worse.
Oh yeah, because the bill is coming due.
Oh yeah,
going to be knocking on that door. Definitely.
Hello.
Definitely.
Hello. It's Mr. Bill Collector.
So this is a nice program only for people that's disciplined.
Amen.
Their finances and paying their bills in full. The better your credit card, your credit score is. There's a lot of cards out there that's for you because they know you will pay your bills on time because your credit
score. They come in the mail. Pre-approved.
So, we're going to keep saying it. Do not get this.
Amen.
If this is not something you can handle.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Do not.
Talk about it, girl.
You're going to pay. You're going to pay.
You're going to pay dearly.
One way or another, you're going to pay. Yeah, we just thought this would be a fun one because there is a lot of cards that, especially this time of year, people go on travel and all of this and that, and using cards and even everyday gas and groceries, you can use this card and reap the benefits.
Somebody asked me, "Can you use a credit card for emergencies?" Here's my approach to that: I got $1,000, $2,000, whatever. I have an emergency. Yes, use your credit card for emergency. When you get home, pay off the credit card with the emergency money you have set aside. Don't let, I'm going to live my best life, and if I have an emergency, I'm going to use a credit card. But now you got to start making the payments on the credit card.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Have that money set aside. So when it comes in, you just move the money over and you're done.
Right.
So you want to allocate the emergency fund. But yes, use a credit card if you need to, because one thing, you can get points for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But pay it off when you get home or when you can. Don't just... Well, I got $1,000. Oh, man, I want to hold on to that money. Oh, it's only $1,000. Oh, it's only $20 a month. Oh, yeah, I can do that. Trap. Mm-hmm. That's a trap. That is a trap. So be wise. Be very wise when you do this kind of thinking and planning. Definitely. I like it. You know, I use it, you know, to our benefit. Now she knows my secret about Amazon. She knows I got money out there. So, I think I got trapped. I got trapped. She's like, "Oh, you bought me something from Amazon. Oh, that's nice. Oh, you bought this too. Oh, thank you." I'd be like, "Girl, I ain't pay for that." It's the thought that counts, y'all, right?
Now that I know, I'm thrilled.
See, that's why I did not want to do this. I was like, "We got to do what tonight?" I was like, "Man, she ain't fucking dig on credit card. I got to spill my beans." I'm like, "She gonna know the secret." Oh, it's the secret is out. The secret sauce is out, y'all. Well, I mean, that's really about it. You know, to tell you the truth, you know, it's just encouraging you to make a wise decision and make, you know, pick the card that's best for you that fits your situation. I would not encourage you to do 2, 3, 4, 5 cards. That's kind of ridiculous. You know, we have the 2, the hotel one, and then the one that we use for like the Amazon.
Day to day stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I like it. I love it. So, well, anything you want to do to summarize it up, baby?
No, I mean, you did it.
All right, I did it. Well, you know what our podcast is. You can actually check on our website if you want to download all the apps. You can go to our website, giftedgenerations-llc.com/podcast. You can just listen through your phone directly without downloading any app at all. Or you can check us out on Facebook under Gifted Gen LLC. Also, we're on Instagram. It is gift.gen. And of course, we're on YouTube. You can find us at Gifted Generations LLC. We're also on My Lovely Wife's Hooked Us Up. She got us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. And you can find us on Financiology 101, Twitter, at GiftedGen 2019. Now, she does all this stuff. I'm the IT person, but shoot, she's an admin in IT. She's a photographer. She does, ooh, girl. She's a publisher. She even does a schedule. I just show up and sound good. Actually, I don't sound good to you, but I'm just here. But that's it, baby. I thank you for scheduling another eventful podcast. Very interesting, short, but to the point. I think it's very important that people know the perks of the life and how they can use things, but also be smart while they're choosing something and applying it in their everyday life. So be smart. Just, we have not said enough, be smart. You can never say, they didn't say be smart. Be smart. We said it. Be smart.
All righty. Thank you, everyone.
All right.
Have a good night.
See you next time.
Well, thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Financiology 101. I hope you enjoyed this session and the information provided will assist you on your financial journey. Until next time, be financially engaged.